irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Friday, April 24th, and we have ominous clouds on the horizon.
Yeah.
Actually, we're looking at the north. If you looked at the south, it looks totally dark. So maybe we'll actually get some rain. Who knows?
Today is not the day for that. It's Friday.
Yeah. So you want to party all day in the sun.
No, I just want to be able to go out and do the things I need to do.
You'll be able to do them, don't worry.
Well, one of the things I want to do is go to the LACMA jazz. It's like free jazz at LACMA. It starts today.
That's the museum.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can't really do that when it's raining.
No? Oh, it's outdoors?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, they probably would have canceled it if they thought it would rain.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, that should be cool. A jazz festival.
It's not a festival. It's just every Friday.
Oh, okay.
Different people come in and play jazz.
Oh, have you been there before?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Is there a lot of people coming there?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. Usually gets a big crowd.
Okay. Sounds good. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I watched, you'll be glad to know I watched some Two Drunk Girls episodes last night.
How exciting.
Well, you, you posted on Instagram, so I thought I got to check it out and see the latest. And you guys are great, you know, you're really funny.
Thanks.
And, yeah, like I said, I mean, you've got a very like, I wouldn't say dry sense of humor, but no, I mean, it's just like you're able to say funny things seriously. And I think that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, not many people can do that, you know. When I say something funny, I usually laugh after that. But
there are times that we laugh when we say things because we find ourselves to be so absurd. But, like, we know it's absurd.
Yeah.
And then the things that I usually say very dry are the actual opinions I have.
Yeah.
Which just happen to be funny.
I see.
So,
if you want just one suggestion that's, that you're not soliciting from me is maybe bring the camera just a little bit higher so it doesn't look like you're looking down on the viewer because it kind of looks like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you're one that likes angle from the top.
Yeah.
Right? So I think you should lower it just a little bit and see how it looks, you know?
Okay.
But it does look like the viewer kind of looks up at you. And not that you guys don't look great like that, but it just, I think it'd be better if it's just straight on or even a little up, you know?
Great. We will try that.
Yeah, try that. What the hell, you know?
Yes.
You see, that's the thing I've learned. I used to hate it when people would criticize my work, but then I realized people are telling you the truth, you know, and you got to take, because sometimes, I mean, you're so in it that you don't realize, you know, how people view it.
Oh, and we're happy to have people actually watching and also give good feedback because if they're trying to help, I mean, the thing is, constructive criticism is good. Criticism as a, like, a whole is not good because you can't go from there. Like, if somebody was just like, the things you talk about are boring. Right. Okay, then what do you want us to talk about?
Right.
Give us some suggestions. Don't just put it down.
Right.
You know? So, like, saying that we would look better, fine, then that's great. We want that. So
exactly.
We
yeah. Have an answer. Have an option.
Right.
You know. I hate when people cut ideas down or things down and they don't have a better plan.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. So, yeah, and you guys drink some funny stuff, you know?
Do we?
Yeah.
What's funny?
There was something, I mean, you made such a sour face.
Oh, whiskey?
Was it the whiskey?
Probably.
I think, yeah.
Honey. Yeah. It's
wow.
Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, like honey flavored.
Wow.
It's gross.
Yeah. And you didn't try beforehand, so you didn't know. It was sort of a surprise for you.
Well, we do everything very, like, one take. So okay. We want it all to be natural reactions to things.
Okay, so it's not. So you try new drinks on the show.
Yeah.
I see, okay.
Like, I mean, really, if you ask Lauren and I what our favorite drinks are, it's not what we drink on the show. We just, we'll try a different drink every time just to have it for the sake of something new.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's good, people can learn to mix it themselves.
Exactly, because it's like household items also.
Right.
So.
And where do you guys shoot it? I mean, the background looks like a nice house.
It's Lauren's living room.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So she lives in a nice place, huh?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Well, at least all I can see is the furniture, but it looks pretty.
She does a great job decorating.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's funny how people pay attention to all these little things,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know. The same with our show. Sometimes we'll say something just as a passing thought and people will hang on to it.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Also on Facebook, when people take pictures, it's just like, oh, look at that, look at that, look at that. You know?
What do you mean?
Like, look at things in the picture that are not really the center subject in the picture.
You're saying when people notice things.
When people notice like things that are not important in the background.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, but talking about drinking, I brought this up. I guess there's the hottest liqueur shot today. You know what that is?
No.
Okay. They're saying that, I guess, if you're under 35, it's not news to you. But it's called Fireball. Have you heard of it?
Yep.
Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey.
Yep.
So apparently that's like the hottest liqueur right now. And that's what people use for shots.
Yep.
Do you do shots sometimes?
No.
You don't?
No.
It's ridiculous, right?
Well, no, I don't find it ridiculous. I think it's a preference.
Yeah.
I'm not going out to get very drunk. I'm also not doing it very quickly. So I understand the concept of shots is to, like, take it to the next level or, like, to get...
Right.
It's just a different experience, which, for me, makes me throw up.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at people that do it.
Right.
Know, everybody can do that.
See, what makes me throw up is the behavior of some people that drink shots, you know, because they totally lose their minds. And to be honest with you, I don't like people that are drunk. You know, it's like they look pathetic and they do crazy things and they say crazy things and mm-hmm. stuff, you know. Again, not everybody, of course,
right.
but, you know, alcohol doesn't bring out the best in people.
Not always.
Yeah.
I mean, there are limits. I think that people need to know them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think usually the problem is with alcoholics anyway, you know,
that
drink way too much.
Right.
And their life is in the gutter.
Well, I think also as a practice that people should not drink or do anything that will make them in a bad place. So if somebody gets dark because of drinking or smoking pot or any kind of substance, that they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know plenty of people that then have a vicious hangover the next day and they go into the depths of despair.
Yeah.
Because they are dark people.
Yeah.
So then you shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't think about that, I guess.
I don't know what they think or don't think, but I know that they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
If it's going to make you sad the next day.
Like, yeah.
A hangover doesn't make me sad. It makes me uncomfortable.
Right. So you never drink too much, right?
No, of course I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you get to the point where you lose control?
No.
No.
I'm very controlled.
So you know what's going on.
Absolutely.
At all times.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Good for you. That's the way it should be. People go out of control. And, I mean, I've seen some, I don't know if this is a sexist remark, but the thing is that I'm really turned off by women that are drunk.
We are turned off by men that are drunk as well.
Yeah. There you go. You see, so good.
It's not an attractive thing when somebody is either slurring their words or out of hand, because you then see them as an irresponsible person.
Yeah. Not only that, but they look ridiculous. You know, they pick fights. They get mad at things, you know, and it's just I don't know why anybody would want to get to that point.
I don't have.
They don't
people,
hold the liquor. Really
yeah, well. I don't know. I wouldn't hang out with those people if they did that when they got drunk. But my group of friends doesn't do that. But what we do is eat a lot.
Yeah.
So when we drink, we go. Somehow we always end up at In-N-Out. Not by my choice, but I have friends that really like In-N-Out. I don't even eat red meat.
Yeah.
We went to In-N-Out twice, and I got lettuce with cheese in it. Because I also don't want to eat bread. So.
Oh, God. Lettuce with cheese. What did that taste like?
Gross.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't eat the grilled cheese, and everyone else was eating burgers. So.
Yeah.
That was my food.
What about fries? Do you eat french fries?
I try not to. Yeah. Like, the thing is, going back to you saying, like, do you lose control? Right. If I know what I'm ordering at a restaurant and I'm still watching my calories, right. I'm pretty in control.
You're okay there.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
I'm sure we'll end up at In-N-Out this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend?
You know the answer. Nothing.
Okay. I'm going to stop asking.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you what I'm doing this weekend.
Okay, let's hear. Life is a lot more interesting.
Thanks. So I think we're going to LACMA today. That would be really great if it doesn't rain on us. Uh-huh. And then tomorrow, celebrating our friend's birthday probably all day and all night.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Sunday.
You guys know how to celebrate.
Yeah, we try. We try real hard. And then Sunday, I'm supposed to go to a baby shower. So.
Yeah. A friend?
Yeah, a family friend. I'm just concerned about bringing my virus to a pregnant woman. They say it's not contagious, and I don't believe that it is, but she's pregnant, and I would hate to run the risk of me being misdiagnosed.
Exactly, and you being the responsible one for her getting sick.
Exactly. So I'm going to just tell her what the story is and see what she has to say.
That's good. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'll leave it in her hands. If she wants me there, then I will be there. Yeah. But if she's like, no, keep your cooties away.
Yeah.
I'll just...
Or put like a mask, yeah.
Nobody wants that girl in pictures.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my birthday's coming up, actually. I didn't even realize it. May 10th.
Oh, yeah. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day this year is May 10th, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not always on May 10th.
No.
It's usually on the Sunday. Mother's Day is usually on Sunday.
Right.
And it's usually that weekend, right?
Yes.
So, wow, that's too bad. Because you know what? On the 11th, my mom is coming out here. So we'll have to celebrate for a day later.
That would be great.
I didn't even realize that. Wow.
Are they moving here permanently
moving here, yeah, on the 11th.
That's amazing.
I know. We finally got them to. Now they can't wait.
Great.
To come here, you know.
So where are they going to live?
So, we haven't found a house for them yet. So we're probably going to get them an apartment or something until we get a house, you know. Although it's not great to move them a couple times, but it's hard to find houses now. The market is really tight.
Better to get them to L.A.
first.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, and my dad says, you know, I'm deteriorating by the day. And, you know, so, I mean, I'm not kidding myself. It's not going to be easy, you know. It's not going to be all fun. But when it's your parents, you know, you have a certain amount of responsibility, I think. And I don't respect people that just dump their parents at a home or something,
right. You
know. It's not cool. So you got to do what your parents want to do. In fact, my parents in the beginning did want to go to a home. And we told them, are you crazy? You know? What's that all about? So, you know, they've saved up a little bit, invested a little bit, so now they can live nicely.
That's great.
During their retirement, yeah.
And you won the battle of getting them to move here.
Exactly. You know, they finally saw things our way. And, you know, especially for me, I really value family because they sent me out here at 16, and I was away from the family for about 4 or 5 years, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, even to the point where my four-year-old brother at the time, you know, while I was gone for 5 years before they joined me, he had only heard of me. I mean, he didn't really remember me at the age of four, where I actually took care of him all this time.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't know. But since then, so he came here, he didn't even recognize me. I mean, you know. He doesn't really know who I am.
Yeah.
He was just told that I'm his brother. So we were never close.
You never got close after that?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
No, so we're not close. And, I mean, we speak, we talk and everything. But it's not a warm relationship, you mm-hmm. know, like I would say. But he's also hard to get along with, like, you know, so it's not just me.
Okay.
Yeah. But... But yeah, I mean, things change, you know, in life. And like my second brother, we used to be very close. That's my middle brother. I'm the oldest. And we were always very close. Never, doesn't matter what happened. You know, even being away for 5 years and all that. But I've grown to really appreciate family and want it, you know. So I started my own family, and sure enough, I ended up with a divorce. So again, no family. And so, I mean, I do have family, but, you know, my parents are far. One brother's not here. And the other one that I'm talking about totally changed after he met his would-be wife,
mm-hmm.
you know. So so ever since then, he's not the same guy.
Yeah.
So we still talk. We, you know, we share things, but we're not as close as we used to be at all.
Mm.
Yeah. And by meaning close is like when you're close with someone, it means I think you share a lot of you.
Yeah.
Like things about you, things that happen to you in your life and stuff. And when you're not, you don't. You know, when you keep those things away from other people, you're not close to them.
Right. I'm curious what's going to happen when my cousins get married, because both of them are engaged and one is getting married in September and the other one in May. And they're the ones I do family dinner with every Sunday.
Right. But have they been with their women for a while?
One has been with his for 9 years and the other one for almost three years.
Okay, so they're not going to change. I mean, they're already who they're going to
be
with that spouse.
Yeah, but when you start your own family, you start making your own rules and traditions and things like that. So I have a feeling one of the cousins we may not see as much.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's sad, but it does happen, you know. I mean, not everybody's going to like the person you're going to bring into the family.
Right.
You know.
It's true.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's funny because when I had a boyfriend for like 2.5 years, I wouldn't go to family dinner any Sundays because I was always with him. So they didn't know him, and he didn't know them. And I just, in my head, it didn't matter to me that they didn't know each other, and it didn't matter to me that, like, they might not like him. I kind of hid him because I had a feeling they wouldn't like him.
Yeah.
But now that I'm not with that person, the next person that I will date seriously or marry, I want my whole family to love.
Yeah.
That's so important to me.
You have to. And check their background also. Find out what kind of family they have.
Right.
You know, people that come from broken homes, not everybody. I mean, many people have really risen up and done some great things. But generally, I think with a broken home, you know, terrible background, it may be tough for you.
Yeah.
You know, it could be tough because people have issues. And but then again, you can't write off everybody either, you know.
No.
People get abused, they, you know, things like that. So you can't hold it against them. But people that come from homes where they didn't give them values, human values and education and stuff, you might have a problem there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think, you know what? Some people say, I don't care what my family thinks. I love him, whatever.
I'm so not in that boat.
But no.
No chance.
If your family doesn't accept them, man, you're going to have a miserable life.
Right.
You know, you're going to have two lives, you know, and that sucks.
Yeah. And I want one.
Yeah. And conversely, you also don't want to marry someone just because your family liked them.
Right. Oh, definitely not.
You know, that's what I did the first time.
Oh.
My first marriage. I was 27 when I got married. I had planned on not getting married until about when I was 30. But the reason was is I met this girl, and she was Jewish and everything, and the parents got along and all that. So I'm like, wow, so now it's expected of me. And sure enough, I felt the pressure. Nobody ever told me, you know, obviously, you've got to marry her or something. But it was sort of like a given.
Interesting.
You know, so, but obviously that did not end up very well.
Yeah.
You know, the parents got along great, but we didn't. So don't get married for the wrong reasons, man.
Yeah.
You know, and also, you know, just not just for love either. You know, I mean, love is great in the beginning and stuff, but you're going to have to live with a lot of things.
Right.
With that person.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them, and the interesting thing is some people that are attracted to a certain trait in the other person, after a couple of years, it becomes the irritating thing about them.
Yeah. I mean, this is why I think that when people are like, oh, well, it's you who's the problem, or like you're the one who's too picky, or you're the one who, I don't know, whatever people can say. you know, here's the thing. You can tell if somebody's going to be a good partner or not. Just because you're attracted to them doesn't mean anything. Just because you have chemistry doesn't mean anything. Will they be around in 5 years? Who knows? If they're not a good partner, like, they probably won't be.
Yeah.
So, and then that attraction might wear off, and then what?
Yeah.
That's not the basis to build a relationship. Yeah. So, while I don't think that having a checklist is a good idea, I think that you know fundamentally, like, what goes with, what's compatible with you and what you want in your life and what isn't.
Right. Now, why is it that people necessarily want a lifetime thing? Explain that to me, because I don't really get it. I mean, to me, it's like, what if you spend 10 years with someone and then you guys realize you don't really get along anymore? You're not in love anymore,
yeah.
Whatever. So you get out, you find a new one.
Right.
Don't you think? Or do you feel that after a 5 year or 10 year investment that it would be wasted?
No, not at all. I think if you really don't want to be with somebody anymore, you shouldn't be with them. I do think that relationships take work, and I think that you married somebody for a reason and you loved them at one point. You probably just... I think everything takes work, and you give it a real effort before you call anything quits. But I don't think that just because you married somebody and you were with them for 10 years that you must stay with them.
Right.
I think you still have your whole life ahead of you.
Right.
But to answer your question about the lifetime thing, because everybody, like, that's the romantic view, is that you marry somebody till death do you part.
Right.
And that's your family. That's your person in life.
Yeah. That's a pretty tough thing to do, though. You know, I mean, to be with just one person for the rest of your life. But then again, you know, I mean, if you guys are best friends, then it's not a hard thing to do at all.
It happens. There are people that do it. So yeah. I think that's what the ideal is. I don't know that everybody can live up to that.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, plus I guess people just have the inclination to provide a safe, ongoing environment for their family and the children and stuff,
right.
You know. So just kind of a primal thing. But also because I think at a later age, it's harder to find someone. If you break up with that person, you got to start all over again.
Yeah.
So I understand that. And then it creates 2-3 families for you, and that makes things complicated.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting, and this is an article I brought up, is they say that older people are happier than younger people. And they're asking why. And I guess analysis revealed the main reason people become more trusting as they get older. And apparently when you're trusting, then you're happier. You know, because I guess you can share things. You can be yourself when you trust people.
You're also not worried all the time.
That's true, whether you're being lied to or deceived.
Right.
So, yeah, that's probably it, you know. But they're saying that people who trust more experience increases in happiness over time. So that's pretty interesting, you know. I don't know if I'm more trusting, am I? I never even thought about that.
I don't know that you are.
Yeah. I'm pretty trusting, you know. I mean, it depends who it is. But, I mean, I'm a skeptic with some things, but with people, I think I want to be trusting.
Well, that's good.
So unless somebody really screws me, I trust them.
Good.
But I think I've always been like that. I don't think it's age. Are you a trusting person?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that helps, you know, because I know when I meet someone and I start feeling like I'm crazy, like I'm going crazy, mm-hmm. I know I'm with someone who's crazy.
Right.
Because I'm not like that all the time.
Right.
Only with that person, right?
And I think so that's so funny because people will be like, I never act like this. Oh, my God. I'm like, then don't be with that person. They're bringing out the worst in you.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it is just you that's creating these thoughts. Those won't go away because that person makes you uncomfortable. You are not secure. You don't trust them. And it's making you a different person, so don't be with them.
Yeah, I know, and especially with friendships, you know, I mean, you gotta know who to pick for a friend,
right?
Yeah, so that's one thing to look forward to as you get older, is you're happier.
Great,
and that's a good thing. Yeah, can't argue with that, right?
No, who doesn't love being happy?
Yeah, yeah. I was watching a new series on CNN called High Profits, and it's about the marijuana industry. and how it's breaking. And the reason I'm bringing it up is not to saturate you with pot talk.
Yeah.
But the thing is that they were showing this couple, young people in their 20s, a guy and a girl, and they were driving to Colorado. They went to Breckenridge, which is a beautiful place there, and opened up a shop. They first did medical marijuana, and then on January 1st, 2014, they started selling recreational marijuana. And you needed to see the buildup towards that date. And then opening the door, there were people around the block waiting to buy pot. And so it shows you the concern of the residents around there and all that, you know. So, and you can understand, but the thing is that it's not like you have people standing outside smoking, and it's also not like you're always going to create a nuisance with long lines. This was just the first day.
Yeah.
But they made $50,000 that day.
Wow.
I mean, I was blown away. But just imagine how much they had to invest in all the product.
Yeah.
Right? If they sold that much, and how much they have to have. So, how do you start this? You know, where the hell did they get their money to start with? They didn't explain that. Or maybe I missed it, but I don't know how they came up with all that money. But after they started making money, they said they made $100,000 in taxes alone in 1 month, in the first month. So taxes, you know, for the city and stuff.
Right.
So how can that be bad, you know? That's what I'm saying. But it's starting a whole new industry, and it's amazing to watch, you know.
It is. I mean, I like all change and anything that's progressive, and I just think that we all need to advance with the times.
Yeah.
So that is interesting to see what is going to happen with that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's developing. You can't reverse this now.
Right.
I think it's at the point of no return. So, you know, but just to show you how many people use marijuana, you know. I mean, the thing is, every time they hold something, there's like people rushing. You know, there's many dispensaries and stuff. Some of them are very small, just one or two people working there. And then there's one here in Studio City that must have 20 people working there.
It's
like
people.
A supermarket.
That's good. Jobs.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Oh, yeah, 4 jobs. Yeah. But every time you go there, you have to wait 10 minutes to go in.
Because with 20 so people many working people. There?
Yeah, because there's so many people going there.
Interesting.
That you have to wait your turn to go in.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it just goes to show you. And then you see people of all ages, all backgrounds, everything, you know. It's amazing to me. You see, like, an older lady strutting in there and buying marijuana, you know. So
all walks of life.
Exactly. It's just that it's been stigmatized. But when you think about it, it can be totally compared to alcohol. And we never even think twice of drinking.
Right. You know? I would like to give pot to all the bad guys out there because I feel like that would calm them down.
It would.
Change
make
their,
them mellow.
Yeah. They wouldn't necessarily have so much anger inside. They also wouldn't have the will to go kill. They'd probably just want to, like, hang out. And
exactly.
Talk about, like, existential stuff. So, like, calm your shit.
Exactly. Calm your shit.
I think we should, like, just drop pot, like, air pot. Like, they should make a gas that's pot, and then that's what we use as chemical warfare.
Yeah.
Just knock people out.
Just knock people out. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're saying, like, the drone airstrikes are, like, obviously an issue. Right. Fine. And let's just drop pot gas.
Drop pot gas.
You're welcome.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously spent some time thinking about that.
No, it just came to me. Just occurred. And now it's gone.
Oh, wow.
This is what happens all day. A brilliant thought, and then it passes. Bye. And then I'm left to watch reality TV. I'm actually really excited about a store opening here. Cousins Maine Lobster. I don't know if you watch Shark Tank, but they're a brand that started on Shark Tank.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, so they have a food truck, and it's lobster rolls and things like that. And they're from, I think it's two cousins from Boston or Maine or one of those areas. And they have a bunch of food trucks. And now they're opening a brick and mortar in West Hollywood down the street from where I live. And I'm excited to eat all the lobster all summer. So if I get fat, it's because of them.
I see. And have you had lobster from them before?
No, but I've seen pictures and it looks so good.
Really?
I'm a lobster fan.
Wow. Very cool. So they started this with trucks and then they opened a restaurant here.
Yeah.
Now, do they have trucks here too?
Yeah.
They do. So it's not just back east or anything.
No, no.
Wow, that's pretty cool when you're able to expand like that.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking those trucks are probably local. Maybe they are for the most part.
Well, I think they have like one or two in each city that they have them in.
Yeah.
Like main cities.
Right.
But I'm pretty excited because I love lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing I've never eaten because I wasn't raised with it. And, you know, so, I mean, I was raised with like a kosher home, you know. It wasn't like religious or anything, but most people in Israel just don't eat shellfish, things like that, you know, pork. But so I wasn't raised with that. And in fact, you're raised to despise it, you know, and to be grossed out by this stuff. And it took me forever to try shrimp, but I love shrimp now.
Yeah.
You know, but I won't eat clams. I won't eat octopus, and I won't eat lobster. But I hear that all of those are great.
I don't do the octopus because to me it's, and I'm not really that into clams because of the consistency.
Yeah.
But I do love shellfish. So like mussels, shrimp, stone crabs, blue crab, any kind of crab really.
Yeah.
Lobster, they're my favorite.
Yeah. See, I mean, the farthest I'll go with crab is imitation crab at a sushi place. Or something. Yeah. Again, because it's funny, but when you're not, when you're conditioned against it, you know, it's hard to know. But I want to try it, so maybe I'll just take a bite.
Do it. Just take a bite. I mean, I think if you're going to try lobster, you should try a lobster roll because it's heaven.
Really?
It's heaven. Yeah.
A lobster roll. Is that sushi?
No, it's it's like lobster it looks roll. Like a hot dog that has lobster in it.
Oh, really? So that's probably from the trucks. That's probably what they have in the lobster.
Yeah,
trucks.
I mean, there are like seafood restaurants now around town that carry them at, like on the menu. So they're a popular way to eat lobster. I've been eating lobster since I was 2 years old.
Really?
Yeah. My mom is like from Boston. Huh? So
yeah.
When I was born, like, I mean, I guess 2 years later, she took me to see family. And gave me an entire lobster.
Wow.
And I've been eating it ever since.
And you loved it?
Love.
That's unusual because many kids don't like fish when they're young.
Well, shellfish isn't that fishy.
Yeah.
It's not like salmon or I don't know what another fishy fish would be.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's so delicious.
Yeah.
And then it's dipped in butter and it's amazing.
Anchovy is very fishy.
Oh.
That's the fishiest of them all.
Yeah, see, and I won't eat anchovies unless they're in my Caesar salad and I don't know.
Yeah. And you don't know? Oh, when they put it in there,
yeah.
Then you have to take it out, though.
Well, if I don't know it's there, I don't mind it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, because they taste very strong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all Caesar dressing is made with anchovy.
Oh, really?
I think that's like one of the key ingredients. It adds the flavor. But do you know where Caesar salad originated?
No, where?
You don't have any idea?
No.
Want to guess?
Well, if it's called Caesar, maybe in Rome?
Incorrect.
What?
Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So if you go to Mexico, you should have a Caesar salad because that's where it originated and they make it the best.
And they make it good?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess the most important part in the salad is the dressing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Because the vegetables are more or less the same.
The lettuce is lettuce. But
yeah, exactly.
The dressing is key. And so they make it like fresh and proper. They don't just mix it together. They like use the real ingredients.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I know. Sometimes if you get bad dressing, then the whole salad sucks, you know?
Yep.
But and the same with ranch dressing. I mean, ranch is like some places you just get the best salads. And I find that at delis, they have good salads with good ranch dressing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, ranch, it's hard to screw it up, you know, unless, you know, the consistency of it is like too thick or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I happen to love salads. I love salads. All kinds. Have you had Mediterranean salad with cucumber and tomato and... Like a Greek salad?
Yep, I don't like olives, though.
You don't? You don't need the olives in it, though. But the main ingredients there are the tomatoes and cucumbers with lemon.
You feta. Don't put,
yeah. Well, again, you don't have to have feta. That's a Greek salad.
Yeah.
But if you talk about like Mediterranean, like Israeli salad or Arab salad or something, it's mostly the tomatoes and cucumbers, and then the dressing is actually just some vegetable oil and lemon,
yeah,
and salt. You know, that's pretty much.
I like lettuce more than I like eating cucumbers.
Yeah, because so. Probably because you weren't raised with them, right? I mean, did you eat cucumbers at home?
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah. I just prefer, if I'm going to eat a salad, it to taste like a salad, like, yeah, like lettuce.
No, I know, but some salads, all they are is lettuce, you know. I mean, that's not really salad. Salad should have, I think, a mix of vegetables.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I like it to be lettuce-based.
Right.
The only, I mean, the exception is when it's a caprese salad.
Yeah.
Which that's I love. True.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Europeans make a lot of salads without lettuce at all.
Right.
Yeah. It just, I think it's mainly here that salads have a lot of lettuce. But at least we have many, many different kinds of lettuce.
Yeah.
And I happen to love lettuce, so.
Me too.
There you go. I used to have my mom make me only salads with only lettuce. Not iceberg, but what they call the other one? With
romaine.
Romaine, thank you.
Yeah.
And with just lemon and vegetable oil and some salt. And I used to love it. I mean, it's so sour, but it's amazing. And I still eat that. I still love it.
Hey.
And it's just lettuce, yeah.
Well, that's healthy. Good.
Yeah. And it's a different way of eating it.
Yeah. You know?
Not with fattening dressing or anything. But, yeah. A lot of things going on, man.
Yeah.
Well, we had a suicide yesterday. Did you hear about that
no.
one? Do you remember the series Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yes.
Yeah. I only watched it maybe a couple times, so I don't remember the children in the show or the child, but the child actor committed suicide.
Oh, no.
From Everybody Loves Raymond. He was 19 years old.
Sad. Did they say anything as to why he did it, or did he leave a note?
They don't know yet. At least they're not releasing yet. But but he went to visit some family in Texas, I guess, and he just shot himself there on the patio.
Sad.
I know. I know. And they're saying he never really got any roles after the show ended. So, you know, that could be a problem. And that's the thing with child actors. I think, you know, many of them are just fine and turn out great. But some of them... I think sort of like once they're not famous anymore, I think it's hard for them to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because that's what they know. And they like the attention and the love and whatever. And then they don't have it anymore. And I think that's hard for people to handle. You know, like Danny Bonaducci also ended up being a bad boy from the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
And he was... yeah, he just turned out to be this bad boy. I don't know if you ever saw this, but they had a reality show on him and his wife at the time, Gretchen. And it was a few years ago. They did a reality show with VH1. They were just following them everywhere. And this guy is a train wreck, I'm telling you. And that's why you couldn't stop watching, because he's... he's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's on the radio now. I think, I don't know where, back east somewhere in the Midwest. Everybody gets into radio. I don't know. You know? And people don't understand. I mean, this guy writes an email to me. He's like frustrated. He's like, I can't find you on the radio on AM. Are you AM or FM? I said, we're internet radio, you know, you can hear us everywhere, not just locally.
Right.
And you can listen on your computer or on our app. And he's like, so he writes me back and he's like, I must be senile. I thought radio was radio. So all I'm saying is if he spent 2 seconds looking at our website, he would have understood how
yes.
to listen. But people come with preconceived notions about what radio is. And
well, because when you think of radio, think of it on your radio.
Right, right, in your car. But you have to keep up with what's going on in the world.
Right. Like, there's a lot of podcasts. There's a lot of live stream. Yeah. But, I mean, I had to teach my parents how to listen to this show.
Really?
Yeah. Because they were like, wait, what? We can listen to it? I thought it was on the radio. I'm like, but it's online, so you can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 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 Interesting. Well, we're working on a new website now. I'm really excited about it.
When do you think that will be done?
Well, it all depends. It's probably like, a few weeks at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to, what happened is Google now, what they started on Monday, I think it was the 21st. It was the cutoff day or Tuesday. They decided that if your site is not mobile friendly, you're going to lose your ranking and go lower in the search results.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, but yeah, that means you know the website has to be what they call responsive also. So you have like a different version of the website.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a lot of work, man, but we might just have to do that. But for people who are wondering, this doesn't happen on the desktop, only on mobile devices when you search. So far, I searched on ours. It didn't affect it, but our site is not mobile friendly. Mm-hmm. It's not considered that because you have to constantly zoom and the text is small and all that. But it works great on the desktop, but it was done 7 years ago. So now that it's much, and I created it all myself, but now that things have advanced and stuff, nobody's working with HTML anymore,
Right.
It's a lot more complicated things now. But I'm looking forward to that. It's like, I always like new things. And I think after 7 years, it's time to change.
Yes,
things, it is. Things have changed quite a bit since then. And we have changed, too. We've grown, so you got to accommodate it more and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to that. And you know how I found the developer is there's a site called Odesk, and you can go there and find people that are, like professionals and stuff, as opposed to Fiverr, where you get small jobs for $5. But this place, you actually find developers that can make websites
right.
and things like that. So, I put up an ad there, and I must have had like a million responses from all over the world. So I finally settled on this guy from India, and he did a tremendous job. Just the mock-up was right on the first time.
Great.
I liked it, yeah. So, yeah, now it's just developing it and stuff. But apps are very important, and that's the next thing we're going to redo as well. So, because I want the archives to be able to be integrated into it. And that's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people do that. But, you have visions for what you want, and sometimes you got to go after it, I guess.
Yep.
You
do. I mean, no one's going to do it unless you get it done.
That's true, yeah. And so, I know you've got ideas for apps and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to raise the money for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ideally, one person would give us the money.
Yeah, ideally, right.
Yes.
Yeah. But, would you try crowdsourcing?
No, that will take too long, and we don't want to give out our idea.
You don't want to give out the idea. But what do other people do? I think you trademark it first or something, right? And then you can do it.
I don't know. That's a process we also don't want to pay for.
Yeah. So that means you have to either find like investors
mm-hmm.
or hit up the family and friends.
Definitely not going to do that, but definitely looking for an investor. We have some leads, so.
Really?
We'll see what happens, yeah.
Cool. Well, I can't wait for it.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see what comes out of that mind that can actually improve our lives on the phone.
It will.
Yeah. I know. But what happens is the biggest pressure is you think, well, if I don't move on this, then somebody else is going to come up with it, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's all of a sudden there's a sense of urgency and you're like, but you're stuck because you need money and then there's other factors and it's just hurry up to wait.
Yeah. Or find a rich husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well. You know, that's my theory is if you're going to find a good husband anyway, find a rich good husband, you know?
Listen,
it'll make your life a lot easier.
It would. I'd also like to be the rich person myself. So. Yeah. I don't want to rely on anybody.
You don't have to rely on them, but it just gives you a nicer lifestyle. You can still work and have your own career and everything.
Yep.
But why work hard if you don't have to? I don't know. That's
I would always work hard.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, would you reach the multi-million dollars that he might already bring to the table? You don't know.
I would want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, there you go, you know, but... But you could take his money or part of his money
and invest it.
And yeah, and make your app.
But I'm not waiting till that happens. So if anybody wants to give me $250,000, call me.
Wow.
And that's not even a lot.
It's not
a lot. For some people, that's nothing.
Yeah. Have you hit up like investment companies?
Not yet. We've tried to go closer to us than just strangers, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we will look outside soon.
Yeah, and they also have these incubator companies. Have you heard of those?
That yeah.
Sort of like, you know, they'll help you in the beginning and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they take a big cut, though.
Maybe they do, but it's better than nothing.
Right.
It's the same dilemma on, like, Shark Tank, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why we're not going to go on Shark Tank.
No?
No.
Wow. All right, so so that was Everybody Loves Raymond, and that's a very sad story. Every time I hear suicide, I just get sad.
Very sad.
Very sad.
I don't know what brings people to do that, but I can't relate.
Yeah.
It's just very sad that that's what they think is
right.
The answer.
But that's what I'm saying is that, I mean, I've been in places where I've been so depressed that I considered it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would never do it because I feel I'm too chicken to do it. But at the same time, you always have in the back of your mind that human instinct to want to live. But depression can be so deep that it's like physical pain. And
right.
You just want to make the pain go away. And you're not even thinking straight. And especially if you're on medication and they're still trying to figure it out for you and everything, it can get pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know. So it's hard to judge these people because you don't know until you're in their shoes
right.
What's going on. But all in all, I think we're... Yeah. I just, you know, and what pains me is to see young people, soldiers, killing themselves, you know, because of traumas or whatever.
Yeah.
But...
Another sad thing that happened
was
on Grey's Anatomy last night, because Shonda Rhimes killed off one of the main characters. And we had all heard that he had signed a 2-year contract to, like, another 2 years.
Yeah.
So no one saw it coming.
So nobody expected it.
Nope.
Wow.
And so it was very shocking because, like, the people that are still Grey's Anatomy fans after all these years.
Right.
Like, would have never expected that to happen.
Yeah.
And it was actual shock.
Wow.
It was shock. You're like, wait, that can't be real. What's going to happen now? And why am I going to keep watching? So I think he was just, Patrick Dempsey was so unhappy in his contract. And being on the show, it's been so many years that he wanted
exactly.
out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm surprised he's still on it. That is a long time.
Yeah, he's one of the main characters.
On the show. I mean, I thought he moved on a long time ago.
No. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yep.
So somebody got killed off. I've never watched the show. I don't know. My daughter swears by it.
Yeah, I watch it every Thursday, and now I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't imagine the show without him.
Yeah, I know. And finally, two of the new Avengers movie stars were flamed on the internet because they said some what people consider sexist things or chauvinistic things. I guess they were they had Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner. They were being interviewed. And that was after Robert Downey Jr. walked out on another interview. I don't know why he walked out. I didn't read about that yet. But apparently, Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner found themselves in hot water because they made some comments on the interview. And they were referring to the character Black Widow. And she was, I guess she's flirtatious with the other superheroes. Serena responded, she's a slut. And then Evan said, yeah, she's a complete whore. Obviously, they were joking.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was nothing much to it. And it's comic book characters. But you got to hear some of these tweets, you know. I mean, people are calling them, like, misogynists and all that type of stuff, you know, where...
I just think everything is taken out of context. And also, it's a comic book. It's a funny movie. They make jokes within the movie itself. And if a character uses certain tactics, okay, then that is what's already in the movie. So do you want to call the whole movie that, or you're calling these two humans that? I just think there's a little bit of leeway with, like, a fun movie like that.
Right. Exactly.
Also, the commentary. Like, it doesn't mean they are thinking that for real.
Right.
And they're referring to the character. They're not saying Scarlett Johansson or whoever's playing Black Widow is a slut.
Right. It's just a character.
Right.
All right. Well, folks, this is it. Have a great weekend. Jen, you too.
Thanks. You too.
And we'll see everybody on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.